Hello.
Whoa, we're back.
We're back. It's been really long.
It's been at least 2 weeks. Maybe
it's
three.
It's been like the whole month of July and we haven't sat down and talked.
I'm like behind on July. Like I feel like it's like the end of the July already, but it's still like, I guess a week and a half left.
No,
but
it's basically the end of July, it feels like.
But it's still like a week and a half left. It's still like 10 days, 11 days.
It feels like 4th of July was like last year.
Yeah.
Like it feels it like.
Was, there was 4th of July last year though too.
Well, yeah, I know that, but July just seems to, I don't know, have gone so quickly yet be the, I don't know. It's weird.
I agree. It's been pretty long. Sorry.
Seriously, like July for us has been the most chaotic couple of weeks ever, pretty much, in the history of
History, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, I would agree. It's like sometimes you're like, you forget you know how you have something, and then you're like, I get to relax, or and then we got something, or
no,
you gotta cut the yard, or
no, it's been the unexpected stuff that's happened in July that's been crazy.
Like what?
Hurricane Beryl.
Hurricane Beryl.
Oh God.
Yeah, Hurricane Beryl.
So we have so much to talk about because there's so much that has happened, and so I'm finally excited to sit down with you and chat through it.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
Well, rewind. Beginning of July was obviously 4th of July.
Freaking America.
America's Day, which was super fun. We had a fun 4th of July.
Yeah. Like you said, it seems like it was so long ago. I don't even remember what we did, really.
We went to the parade. We had the longest 4th of July day ever.
Yeah, it was long.
It started off strong with the Woodlands Parade in the
morning.
I really
forgot that we did that.
Yeah. I know. And it was like early wake-up call. Parade starts at 9 a.m. It was hot as balls that day. Remember walking up to our spot at the parade and like...
It's hot as balls every day.
I was drenched in sweat.
Yeah, I was too, so...
But like Reese, so my sister came in town. That was a big thing. So they came into town for 4th of July. She came with the kids. They drove a U-Haul full of baby stuff, which we'll talk about later on. But they are here for the, well, my sister and the kids are here for the entire month. So they're staying
which
up
is
until.
Almost over now.
Right. And they're staying until our baby shower, which is. Next week.
Weekend.
So they're going to be leaving next week. So they've been here since 4th of July and it's been awesome. But we went to the parade with them and it was so fun. Reese was getting all of the stuff, waving to everyone. And the floats itself during the parade, kind of lame.
Super lame.
Like they need to get back to what the parade used to be. Yeah. I don't know why we think that trucks are like
cool.
Cool now, like literally,
really
people
just,
are just decorating their trucks and
driving.
It's
basically just
the
an advertisement for companies.
I mean, yeah, that's what a parade is. But like, you should have it should be required that you have to have a float. Like, you literally have to make a float. You know?
Yeah.
Jeez, turn off your phone, dude.
I'm danging.
Let's concentrate here. It's not like it's during the work week or anything.
Yay!
What? Did you make a sale?
I made a sale.
That's not a first.
No, it's not.
A podcast first.
Oh, during the podcast. Yeah. Yeah, probably. So I'm a good sales guy. So what are you going to say?
So anyway, parade was great.
Yeah, I would say the Brandon parade's probably better.
What? Excuse you? There's no way.
Well, for that reason only, that there was no like floats. There was like
were some big ones, and like the
like
class act
two.
Float was like insane. Like that's how it should be for all of them.
Yeah, I sat out there and sweated my ass off to watch Alderman Jimmy John ride down the street in his convertible Mustang.
Swag. But it made me excited, like because in the upcoming years we'll have a kid with us for the parade, and that's just going to be so fun.
Oh yeah,
because it was so cool to just see like. Reese experienced the parade.
Mm-hmm. That was their first one, though. They went last
year.
No,
they went last year. And CJ, like, looking at all the... He was just mesmerized. It's so cool. So that was fun. And then we just hung out by the pool, like, all day. Grilled hot dogs, which I was very excited for.
Dogs!
And then we went to the fireworks. That's why it was such a long day, because We had early morning parade and then late night fireworks. And
fireworks were awesome, though. Obviously, always.
Yeah, we took Bogey with us, so he got to see the fireworks.
He's a big fireworks guy.
And I think we talked about this last year on the podcast, but the Woodlands fireworks show is like a 19-minute long fireworks show.
It's pretty sweet.
Which, how much freaking money do you think they spend on
that? At least $100,000.
Like, are fireworks expensive?
Yeah.
And that's like an incredible fireworks show. Like, they're not skimping.
I don't know, $100,000, but no, it's incredible. But it's a lot.
Like, they shoot off a lot of freaking fireworks.
It's crazy.
I wonder the behind the scenes of all that, because that stuff just, like,
well, they literally, to me, I think, blows just have, mind. Like, buttons and stuff where they flip switches and they're, like, connected to, like, some igniter thing. I don't know. I could be wrong. But
it's all controlled by technology. Right, I do know that. Like,
they flip
a
switch, that one goes, that one goes, and they have
it. So they have to do that during it, or is it automatic? That's what I wonder.
I don't know.
Like, do they press a start button and then it just all blows up and it goes how they, you know,
possibly
how they,
like, in order
create it?
The order they put them in. I don't know.
I would love to see the behind the scenes of the making.
This podcast is the podcast where Jenny asks me questions that I have, don't never know. Knows. And then she keeps asking me questions that I don't know. And I'm just like, I don't know, maybe. And then I make something up and then I'm going, okay, I really don't know. But maybe.
Yeah. I asked too many questions.
I've never done that. So I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to talk to someone. I would love a documentary on how a fireworks show is made. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I wouldn't watch that, but
I would.
No, what was I going to say? A lot of people like get hurt because, like, if you don't have the like proper technology and stuff, and you have to light them, and then it just go off real fast.
There goes
your hand.
Once again, I say this every time there's like fireworks happening in the world. I don't understand why people do them literally in front of your house with no professionals.
Yeah.
These are literally explosives. Like, why are you doing that to yourself? Like, that's so dangerous.
So there was a kid. So we had a minor league team close to us. Not the one that the stadium you've seen, but another one before that, like when we were younger. And one of my friends had an older brother that was like in high school when we were in like elementary and middle school, maybe.
Yeah.
Or elementary school, I would say. And he stole a firework from one of the things.
Oh, God.
And apparently they have like two fuses on them, some of them, like the professional ones.
Yeah.
They have like a short one and like a long one that you see, you light it and you drop it down in there. Or they come with this short fuse. I don't know. But he lit it and it like blew up as soon as he lit it.
In his face?
Yeah, in his face.
Oh,
and
my God.
He had to go to the hospital and get like skin graft and all that stuff.
See, like, I've heard so many of these horror stories. Like, why are people still doing fireworks in your neighborhood? Stop.
That's why they're like, hey, stand back. Move, Terry. Get out the way, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
I don't understand. But we did come home after the fireworks to our house, and there were a bunch of people doing fireworks in our neighborhood. Luckily, it wasn't that loud. No, like, we were able to fall asleep.
It wasn't like New Year's.
I think they were
New
mostly like
wild.
I think they were mostly done by the time we got
home.
Yeah, they were.
Because I think the difference between 4th of July and New Year's is New Year's, you wait till midnight, right?
4th of July, you can just do it when it gets dark and be done, which is nice. But when we woke up the next day, the debris in our driveway specifically was like terrible. And then I ran or something down the neighborhood, and there were a bunch of little spots where people were obviously blowing up fireworks. And oh my God, it literally looks like a dump.
War zone. Yeah,
like a war zone or a dump. Like, it was insane. And these people don't clean up after themselves. I'm like, if you're going to spend the time to do fireworks, at least clean up after yourselves. And knowing that, like, it can fly and blow into your neighbor's yard and in their driveway, like, pick up after yourself. It's just rude.
I agree.
So not only do I hate the fact that I can't normally fall asleep, now I'm mad about the cleaning issue.
Yeah.
So I will never be a fireworks fan.
Well, I'm not mad about, like, the falling asleep thing, because I get it. It's like two nights out of the year, right?
Yeah, true.
So, whatever.
But it's going to be worse when we have a baby. Oh, my gosh.
But now, like Jenny just said, the cleaning up thing. So, now you have your own house. And there was friggin' firework debris in my truck.
Yeah, like
on top of my truck.
Under our cars. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I was just like, come on. And it's sticks, fireworks sticks in the yard. Like, cool. Clean up after yourself, people.
Yeah. So anyway, 4th of July, bomb diggity. Oh, oh my God. On the way to the parade, we were listening to obviously like traditional 4th of July music.
Toby.
Obviously listening to Toby Keith. And I seriously, shit you not, I was like tearing up listening to Toby Keith.
Mirror glasses against evil forces.
Because this is the first year that he's no longer with us. And that's just like so depressing. And I was literally in tears driving to the parade.
Yeah, they need to like put a statue of him up in front of like the White House or something.
They should.
Yeah, I think that's America.
I think that's necessary.
That is a necessity. I'll get with Trump.
Call him up. So during 4th of July, like weekend, was when we kind of heard about Hurricane Beryl, right? Or was it the following week?
It was that weekend. It was that weekend because Spencer left Monday. That's when it hit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So like during all the 4th of July festivities, all of a sudden there's this talk about like this tropical storm.
He left Sunday. Evening, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because 4th of July was a Thursday. So it was like a long weekend, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's this talk about this tropical storm coming, whatever, like no one really cared. But then all of a sudden, like waking up on Sunday, I think it was, everyone was like, all right, the tropical storm took a turn. It's coming directly towards us. It's going to be bad. And so like my mom texted us and was like, hey, y'all should probably go to the store like early, stock up on hurricane food, make sure you have snacks, all of that stuff. So we immediately woke up. We went to the store. No one was at the store. We were thinking it was going to be like packed, but no one was there. They had a limit on water and ice already.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, let's get that. And we tried to like get snacky foods. We didn't know what we were doing. This was our first time like prepping for a hurricane by ourselves.
What do we get? We got Pop-Tarts and noodles. Well,
the thing about us is like we don't really buy snacks. Like we buy dessert items, but we don't buy snack
or like
items.
We didn't do like Cheez-Its and stuff like
that. Yeah, but like our pantry isn't full of like just snacks.
No, it's not. We're not big snackers.
Yeah.
Except for if I go somewhere else.
I was literally, we were in the car driving to HEB. I'm like, what are we going to get? Like, I don't even know if you asked me, like, what do you like to snack on? I'd be like, I don't know.
No. Yeah. And I'm like the way that I like to do it. I'm not a planner. I don't care about a list. I don't do none of that stuff. But like, unless like there's specific things we need to get, like, I'll just be like, let's go walk down the aisles and just say, oh, that looks good. That looks good. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah. That's like the worst way to shop. But,
for hurricane though.
Well, yeah. And you have to like, but you really have to think about it because it's like, what can you cook? What can you eat? Because you're not going to have electricity. So your fridge is going to be off. Your freezer is going to be off, what was so shitty about the whole thing is that we had just stocked up our entire freezer and fridge with like Trader Joe's stuff. And so everything was fully stocked and this came out of nowhere. And so we had a full fridge and freezer of food that just went to shit. We
threw it all away.
Damn. So we're like, okay, we're prepping for this hurricane. We don't really know how bad it's going to be. The next morning was when it was supposed to hit.
Yeah.
And we wake up and like, it's pretty normal. Like it's not even really storming yet, right? Like we worked out, everything was fine. And then I'm like sitting at my desk working and I'm about to teach a class. And the power starts flickering on and off. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, great. Like right before I'm about to teach this class, like, great.
Yeah.
I end up connecting to my hotspot on my computer. I teach the class. And in the middle of my class, the power goes off for good. And meanwhile, the funniest part of all this was I was teaching this class. And in my office, there's like this giant window. And I can see our front yard. And while I'm teaching this class, I see the little tree in our front yard just like literally almost to the ground with the wind blowing. And then limbs like just jolting across our front yard everywhere. It was insane. And so it got pretty bad. Like,
yeah, it did.
You were scared.
I was scared. I was scared a little bit. Yeah.
We've got a bunch of trees in our backyard. So like it's kind of scary with the wind.
Yeah. Well, like, neighbor had a tree in their backyard, like, before it even got really bad. And then the one down the street had some, had one like on their house.
That was so before it got bad?
Not like, it was during when it got bad, but it was at the beginning, right? So I'm like, there's still like a couple of hours of bad wind.
Right.
And I'm sitting out there like, oh my gosh, is there going to be a tree fall in my house?
Yeah. I mean, the damage that was done like in our neighborhood was really bad. Like
bad,
we
yeah.
are very lucky to mm-hmm. say that our house didn't have any damage to it.
Yeah.
The only thing was our little tree in the front yard blew down. But like, other than that, we were good. So mm-hmm. we were very lucky in that aspect. But I mean, the power being out and the AC being off was what that was my biggest concern. And it was fine at first because it was dark out. There was no sun.
It was cool.
It was cloudy. It was cool. But then that night we're over here making grilled cheese tomato soup because that's what we got from HEB to make during the hurricane.
Hot soup when it's 100 degrees out.
Yeah, not the smartest move by
it
us.
It was good though.
It was fire. But we were making that. And while we're making that, the fucking sun comes up or out of the clouds.
Well, yeah, it did. But that first day, it wasn't very hot.
No, it wasn't.
It was like in the 70s.
True. But when the sun came out, I had this thought like, oh, I literally had a meltdown because I was like, oh, shit, it's about to get so hot in our house.
You did have a meltdown. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about the next day, like, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. If the sun's out right now, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. And it's going to get really hot in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night, like you said, it wasn't that bad in our house, but I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was still hot and I was able to sleep. But at the same time, I was like really stressing and really anxious about the next day being that hot. And I was like, there is no way that it's going to be super sunny all through the day. And then I'm going to have to sleep in this house with no AC. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So I was like in my mind while I'm trying to fall asleep, like thinking of a plan for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we woke up the next morning, I'm like, Trent, we need to leave. Like, we need to go somewhere. And he was already planning to go to San Antonio for work. So it kind of worked out. And we were mm-hmm. like, let's bring Bogey. Let's get in the car and let's freaking leave. And we packed all of our stuff in coolers with ice.
Was pointless.
Which was absolutely pointless because most of our shit was frozen. And I don't know why I thought in my head that we could salvage frozen stuff in a cooler, but it all was de-thawed by the time we ended up getting back. But anyway, we packed up coolers, packed up our shit, took Bogey, and went to San Antonio. And honestly, smartest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Well, because like they were telling us that we were getting alerts from our energy people, and they were like, yeah, don't expect your power to come on anytime soon.
Right.
Like, this will be days of us trying to figure out the issues and then getting people to work on it. So like I was under the impression that we probably weren't going to have power until like Thursday or Friday. That was my thought.
Yeah.
It ended up not being that way, but still like I was like, there's just no way. Let's get out. So I'm glad we did when we did because we were able to go to a hotel, sleep with AC.
Yeah, it was nice.
Hang out for a little bit. It was like a little vacation. I mean, I was working, but still like,
yeah, no, it was a great decision because
yeah.
One, you know, you're pregnant, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like...
No, that's the thing, too.
We
like,
could have probably toughed it out if you
yes.
weren't pregnant.
And I know I would have been able to. Like,
yeah.
I would have been like, yes, this is really hot, but I can handle it.
Yeah.
But one thing about being pregnant is, like, if you get hot, you get hot, hot.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you're
hard
done.
To cool
like,
down, right?
Yeah, and you immediately, like, start to feel lightheaded, like you're going to faint. Like, there's no toughing it out being hot when you're pregnant. Like, it's just like, I'm about to pass away. And so I was like, there's no way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
so,
it's
yes,
a great
I
decision.
Agree.
It's a great decision. And I got to spend some more time there, which is that's my territory. So it was good that I got to spend an extra day there.
And that was Bogey's first time ever in a hotel.
And he did
so
good.
I was really nervous about that because I was like, I have no idea how he's going to be. And this man in our own house barks at every noise he hears. So I was like really concerned.
Talking about me? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, sorry.
I was really concerned about how it would be in a hotel, but I mean, he did pretty darn good. He was definitely really anxious and you could tell that he had no idea where the fuck he was.
Well, you got to think about it. Like I said, first time, probably every time we go to a hotel, he's going to like the first little bit, he's going to be,
yeah,
you know, on edge, every noise.
Yes.
Ooh, you know?
Yeah, but he kept like doing these tiny little barks and growling at every noise he heard. So that was annoying. But good for me, I brought with us a portable sound machine that we got from our baby registry for our baby. And I brought it with us just thinking, like, I hate being in a hotel where like the fan constantly goes on and off. Like the sound of it bothers me.
I got a good hotel.
So I brought it just in case like I needed it for the sound, but it ended up coming in clutch for Bogey because we turned it on and set it right on top of his kennel. Cause he was barking and growling a little bit in his kennel when he heard noises. But we set it on top of his kennel. As soon as we did, he was totally fine. He stopped barking. He stopped growling. He went to sleep. So honestly, mom of the year right here.
Oh, chill out. Let's go.
Yeah. So overall, Hurricane Beryl was shit. I had to come back because I had a doctor's appointment on Friday that I did not want to miss. So I came back on Thursday. And what we were worried about was like people were saying that gas, like everyone was scrambling to get gas, like gas stations did not have gas anymore. And I was like, well, crap, I'm about to drive 3 hours back and then not be able to fill my tank. But it ended up being fine.
But you didn't even get gas, right?
Yeah, no. I had half a tank when I got back. And the gas stations eventually, obviously, I guess, refilled their gas and everything was fine.
Surprise, surprise.
But some people literally went a full week without power.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Sucks for them. Like, there was people that I talked to that they were like, some of them didn't even lose power. They lost power for like a couple hours. That's crazy. On the same grid as the hospital.
That's so
people
nice.
That I talked to, and they were like, yeah, we got power back in like an hour.
That's lovely. Our power went back on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, but to the point of the people that got they're on the same grid as the hospital.
Yeah.
Why isn't everybody on that grid?
Yeah, like, literally.
Let's fix this, people.
Why can't we all be like the hospitals? Like,
why
we're
can't we
important
all
too?
Be on the same hospital grid? I know it's probably like, I don't know, there's something probably too much power or something. I don't know. But like,
yeah, like, why don't you care about us?
Everybody get on that grid.
Yeah. So anyway, it was crazy. I'm scared that we're going to have like a lot of hurricanes this year.
Well, the scary part for me, not that there might be a lot of hurricanes, but like that was like not even a category one.
I know.
And it was kind of like scary. But like,
and there was so much damage. It was like the effects of it were huge. Like the storm itself lasted literally only like the morning and then it was done and then it was sunny. Like it was the weirdest thing. But then the effects from it were huge, like the damage and everything. So,
yeah.
Wild. But that's Houston for you.
We have a problem. Okay.
So I was able to come back for my doctor's appointment, which I was very nervous about because this was my glucose test appointment, which they test you for gestational diabetes. And you have to drink this like sugary drink.
Two hours. Said it wasn't super sweet.
Well, it's sweet because it's sugar. So but to me, I like eat sugar and drink sugary drinks all the time. So
spoonfuls.
Like, yeah, so like it wasn't that big of a deal to me, but some people think it's really sweet because they're
I like vegetables.
So anyway, I was nervous for this test because my doctor told me that 2 hours before the test, I wasn't allowed to drink any water or eat any food, which eating no food for 2 hours, fine. Like I can totally deal with that. But it was the drinking water for 2 hours that I was like really scared about. And I don't know how this drink is going to taste. I don't know how it's going to make me feel. All of those things. So I was nervous going into it. And I was by myself because you weren't there. So I had to do it all by myself and be a big girl.
Well, was I supposed to drink half of it? I mean,
no. Just emotional support. I don't know. And I didn't know what flavor the drink was because it was clear. And the directions around it.
Yeah. It probably didn't say the
It didn't say the flavor on it. So I didn't know going into it. I know there's like orange, lemon, lime, fruit punch. And I think that's it. And I was really concerned that it was going to be orange because I hate orange flavor things. Yeah. I just hate orange in general.
Yeah.
Like disgusting.
So that's
gag me. That, yep, that is the one thing I will drink orange juice with.
But
is,
you just do like a splash.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, like, there's barely any in it.
Let me add to your glucose test story. I know you're not finished, but so like you made a TikTok about the glucose test and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying like, hey, my doctor said that I could only drink water.
Yeah.
So are you sure she didn't say?
I told you this. You apparently didn't listen to
we're
me.
On the podcast. So tell the people.
On the directions, it said no food or drink other than water. And I wanted to clarify that with my doctor because I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And so I asked her, so I can still drink water during that 2 hours? And she said, honestly, I wouldn't. She said, I would just try not to drink water if you can. So that way we're not diluting the test. And so I listened to my doctor and I did not drink any water.
Okay.
For
well,
2 hours.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people are saying other than water.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, doctors everywhere say different things. Yeah. I mean, that's just how it goes with pregnancy.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, you have to drink the drink in 5 minutes. And I was worried about that too because I'm not a chugger. And so I was like, am I going to be able to drink this drink in 5 minutes? And sure enough, I was so thirsty to the point where this glucose drink was actually like refreshing because it had been in the fridge. So it was cold and everything. And I wanted water so bad that when I drank this glucose test, I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. And so I drank it really fast. I drank it in like 2 minutes. And it did not taste that bad. I had the lemon lime flavor, which I was very thankful for. It tasted like a flat Sprite. So like it was sweet because Sprite's like sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, the drink itself, not bad at all. And
so you were psyching yourself out.
Yes. Like I was kind of worried for absolutely no reason.
Which
but
you
then
do. You do that sometimes.
I was a little worried about how it would make me feel. Like I didn't know if my tummy would be upset or whatever, but I felt fine. It did in fact make baby go crazy in the womb.
Going
like,
crazy.
It was like on a sugar high for sure.
Yeah.
And so sitting in the lobby, I was just like, feeling all of these things. I'm like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
But then I got my blood drawn. Not a big deal. She took it really fast. She took a lot of blood. But then I had my normal doctor appointment. Everything was fine.
Was
and
like
then
3 minutes.
Yeah. The 3 minute doctor's appointment where
everything
they're like,
good? Okay, see ya.
Yeah. They're like,
see you in 4 weeks.
Literally. They're like, is baby moving normally? I'm like, I think so. Great. All right. Let me do the Doppler. All right. Good. See you in 4 weeks. Literally.
Yeah.
So anyway, afterwards I'm like, oh, I'm going to treat myself. Let me go get some lunch. Cause it was lunchtime at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had had in the morning was a protein bar before that 2 hour limit. Before the test. And so I was hungry. I was ready for lunch. So I went to Chick-fil-A and I got a Cobb salad,
ooh,
which I was very excited about. And I drive home. And this is when like things took a turn because I was like feeling good up until this point. And then when I got home, I got out of the car and like something hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought I was going to pass out. Like my vision started to be weird. I like wasn't seeing straight. My body was like, nope, we're done. And so I was like really concerned about what was about to happen to me.
Yeah.
But I was like just telling myself like, just sit down,
eat,
just eat.
Yeah.
Like I knew I needed food and I knew I needed to drink more water. So I was like, just sit your ass down and eat the salad. And I did. And
eat
it worked.
Salad. Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A literally saved my life on glucose test day.
I appreciate you, Chick-fil-A.
But I'm happy to report that I did in fact pass. I didn't fail.
You studied all night Thursday.
That's just a reminder to everyone that you really should study for tests.
Yeah.
Because then you'll pass.
And don't cheat.
don't cheat.
Don't drink in those 2 hours.
Don't cheat. Exactly. I didn't take one sip of water.
I know.
I almost wanted to like rinse my mouth out with water, but I was like, no, stay strong. So I did it and I survived and I passed.
Well, good. I'm good. Gestational diabetes.
No gestational diabetes over here. So I will be eating ice cream every night. Thank you very much.
Starting
like
2 weeks ago.
Months ago.
No, but yeah. So that was good that you passed.
Yeah. Thanks.
So
I am going to be 30 weeks
tomorrow.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm officially in the third trimester, which is crazy.
30 weeks. Every time every week that goes by, I always think to myself, like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like for me, the beginning of pregnancy really was drawn out. Like, it took forever. It felt like to get to the second trimester.
I think you were like anxious about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it felt like the second trimester was a little slow. But now I feel like things are like kicking into high gear. And I feel like these next 3 months are going to go by so fast. Because already July is almost over with. I'm like, how are we already in August? And literally when it comes to be August, we are going to be able to say, like, we might have a baby next month.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
But I think that, I think it's the opposite of what you just said. I mean, obviously you, time moves different for people. But, like, I think that, like, the beginning.
Went really fast.
Like, anxious. No, you're slow because you're, like, still, like, it's excited and thinking about it. And then the middle trimester is, like, okay, well, we're settling in. We're doing it. You're getting bigger. You're, you know, enjoying being pregnant, not really enjoying, but like,
yeah, second trimester is definitely the easiest.
Yeah. So then third trimester gets here, and like the beginning of it's for like good, kind of the same as the second trimester, but then like as you get into like 34-35 weeks is when it's gonna start slowing down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, I already know, like, I'm gonna struggle so hard. Our plan is to try to not be induced,
to not have a plan.
No, well, right, kidding. Exactly. Yeah. Like, our plan is to not have a plan, so we're not going to have an induction date, hopefully. Like,
yeah, unless you we know, have to,
as
right,
long
yeah.
as everything's normal and everything's fine, then our goal is to just go into labor when my body naturally goes into labor, and that is going to be the hardest thing for me, because I'm going to be like, it could happen at any moment, and it's just one of those things where it's going to constantly be in my head, and that's what's going to make the days so long.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to tell, like, I'm trying now to tell myself, like, you're going the full 40 weeks. Like, I'm trying to prep my mind for a full term.
Yeah.
We're going all the way, because I don't want myself to be at like 36 weeks and be like, oh, could happen today. Like, I don't want that.
Cause then you're just going to be
yes.
on edge and stuff yes. all the time. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So I'm going to need you to hold me accountable to that. It's going to be hard. But, and then too, like, the third trimester is scary, especially for me, because my first and my second trimesters were so easy and so good that I'm like really worried for this third one, because my body's just like not built to be like ginormous.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm so petite and just this big giant belly, like, I'm scared. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And so far I have started to deal with really bad acid reflux.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, the past couple of days, it's been so bad. And it's like this feeling, for anyone who hasn't experienced acid reflux, it's like you literally have liquid sitting in your esophagus. And sometimes it comes all the way up to like the tip of your throat.
And it burns, right?
And it's like this burning sensation.
I imagine that it feels like after you just threw up or something.
Yeah.
And like, you just like, your throat is like sore and like burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's kind of what it feels like. But it literally feels like liquids in there. Like, and it makes your mouth water. And I mean, it makes me feel nauseous because it's like, I mean, it's kind of like making you feel like, I don't know, your mouth gets watery and it's just,
Like you might. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's the worst feeling ever. And so that's gotten really bad. And yeah, I'm not looking forward to the
positive
things that
thoughts.
Might come in the next
positive
3 months.
Positive thoughts. I'll say that you've done an amazing job. Like you said, it's kind of been easy. I guess you haven't had many issues, but you've done an amazing job. You've stayed on track. You've worked out. You're staying healthy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So yeah.
You've done
I mean,
great.
I feel good physically. I feel good. Like my back, I've been worried about back pain so far. I've been okay. I've had my normal back pain just from like working out and stuff. But like in terms of pregnancy, I've been fine. But I want to talk about the things that no one freaking tells you about pregnancy.
I don't want to talk about that.
What?
I'm just kidding. I said, I don't want to talk about that.
First one is obviously like when you get bigger. I talked about this on TikTok, which go check out my TikTok because I'm famous. But people tell you about, like, you know, when you get big and you have a bump, like your sleeping positions are going to change because you can't sleep on your stomach, you can't sleep on your back, all of that fun stuff. You have to sleep on your side. And that's like totally cool. So far, I've been able to sleep normally. It's been fine. But what I didn't think about and what no one's talking about is that your pooping position has to change because no longer can I sit on the toilet with my elbows like on my thighs and my phone in my hand. Like I like to sit, like I like to slouch over. I like to be comfortable. I like to look at my phone and that's my pooping position. And now I have this big ass belly. I can't lean forward because it hurts because the baby's in there. I'm crushing the baby. The baby's going to literally be this big in my tummy if I crunch over. And so I'm literally having to sit upright, like lean back on the toilet. Who the fuck does that?
It's cold on your back.
And then if I do that, I don't want to like look down at my phone because then my neck starts hurting. So I'm like literally having to lift my arms.
Here's an idea. Don't take a quick one and get out of there.
No, that's not fun.
Well, it is if you're hurting.
So it's just like those little things, like with a big belly, like that's depressing. I can't poop how I normally want to poop.
Well, that's
and now I feel awkward sitting on the toilet. Like, who wants to poop like that? Like sitting upright. Like
all pregnant ladies, apparently, because
and I haven't had an issue wiping yet, but oh my god, I've heard some horror stories about wiping.
I'm not wiping.
I might need you to wipe my ass for me.
That's the last resort.
Oh, speaking of you doing things for me, shaving the vajayjay, it's about to be non-existent. Like I did it recently and it was fine, but like it's getting to the point where it might not happen anymore. So you might have to step in. But speaking of vajayjays, I want to let everyone out there know who's like considering getting pregnant. Your vagina.
That's how it happens. Okay.
Will never be the same. And
what does that mean?
I don't mean childbirth.
Like,
obviously, you know, you're pushing this big ass baby out of your hoo-ha. Like, yeah, that's going to fuck up your vagina. But no, I'm telling you, from the second you see that positive test, your vagina is not going to be the same.
Because it's like nervous to push it out or what?
It's the weirdest thing. Like, I did the wrong thing and I looked at my vagina the other day. It's not what it used to be.
Looks fine to me.
It's a different person. I don't know her. I don't know. It's like, seriously,
is it like,
I don't know if it's prepping.
Well, yeah,
you know,
probably is. There's probably something like that. So
it's
like,
probably hormones and everything.
I wonder if
but
it's like, kind of like when your belly gets bigger, uh-huh, with your belly button kind of like goes in at, like out. I wonder if your vagina does like not like to that extreme. I'm just wondering, like it just like changes a little bit.
It's
but
like,
I think it's because it's prepping, right? It's got
to
be.
It's like swollen. That's what it seems like to me.
Got that fat cat?
Yeah. And it's like just my advice to anyone who's pregnant or planning to be pregnant.
Ice it.
Once you see that pregnant test, never look at your vagina again. Like, you don't know her. Like, just look away.
I don't think.
Your husband can, but, like, you don't need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for 9 months, you don't need to know.
I like it. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong
with it. I totally wasn't expecting that. Like, I thought, oh, it would stay the same until birth. No. Mm-mm. There's a monster down there. Don't look.
It's got teeth. It's all good. All good over here. And I don't know.
Apparently it's all good to Trent, so.
It's all good. But
it's all that matters.
Don't look at it, apparently. Just let your husband. Just let me look at it.
But coming up, we've got our 32-week ultrasound, which is super exciting. So that's our next big like pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just going to like
go slow.
Every 2 weeks, we're going to go to the doctor. Yeah.
I think that'll probably be the benchmark. Like 32 weeks after that is when it starts like dragging out, I think.
Yeah.
I
feel like when you start to go to the doctor every week, that's when it's going to be like, all right, I'm done with this. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, we're excited and we'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah.
But in the middle of all of that, our president got shot.
Oh, yeah. That's the next thing I was going to talk about. That is crazy. If you watch the video, there's like a like an animation or like a, I don't know what it is. Yeah. It like shows the path of the bullet where he like turned his head like the last second.
I saw that.
And barely nicked him. That's crazy. He was like inch, like centimeters probably away from being dead.
Yeah. Well, it was so weird because we had family over when we found out this information.
Yeah.
And Trent was like grilling and doing stuff. And all of a sudden he like in passing to me was just like, I think Trump got shot. And like no one even said anything. No one really like comprehended what he said. We heard it, but we just were like, yeah, and went on with our dinner, ate dinner. And then I think it was Jamie was like, Spencer's like texting me these news articles, like Trump got shot.
Yeah.
And then we watched the video.
Yeah.
And that's when we were like, oh shit. And we turned on the news. We started watching it. It was wild.
Well, my like, cause I get read it on a group text. Like I think my brother said, did Trump just get shot? And I was like, what? So I didn't even look it up. And I was like, oh, Trump just got shot, I think. And I didn't think anything of it either because I didn't even look up an article until afterwards.
I just realized I said our president. He's not our president.
He's our president.
Okay.
He is now. I mean, he got shot. He's freaking.
I take that back.
Well, so this is not, first of all, this is not a political podcast at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
We don't care. Well, maybe a little bit here and there, but like.
Overall, we don't care.
This is not a political podcast. Yeah. So, you know. Maybe we lean one way or the other, which you could probably guess which way we would lean. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate, right?
It's
either
just
side. Either side.
It's really crazy to think that that is literally history. Yeah. Like, what's crazy to think about is, like, that will be in a textbook.
I mean, just the way that it changed the way that like, when we were watching the news, I was, like, kind of, like, uneasy.
Trent was really flustered.
Yeah.
I kind of was just, like, that's really scary, but like, I'm not going to think about it too much because if I think about it too much, things are going to get bad. And so, but it was wild watching everything like, and we were watching it as things started to come out and everything. And
Well, I mean, we don't have to get like into the weeds of it because I don't really know, but like, just like, it seems like set up from somebody, right? It has to be. The guy was 150 yards away. People saw him, pointed him out. They didn't.
So you're under the impression that it was planned?
I don't know.
Or staged?
Like, it seemed like it. Like, nobody did anything about it.
I think there's zero. I think there's zero way it was planned.
I mean, it just, like, seems like that.
I mean, why would they do that? Like, I see. I don't think there's any good reason.
Why would people point at this guy? Hey, there's a guy out there with a gun in the prone position. And then nobody does anything about it. And then 10 minutes later, the president gets shot.
Was it 10 minutes later?
I don't know exactly, but.
Well, it depends on how much time was in between that. Because when you think about it, like, there's so much that probably has to happen to for them to think, okay, yes, we're shooting at this
person.
There
is snipers probably that could see him somehow. That
I
should
mean, yeah,
be in their scope all the time looking at people.
With snipers.
They should be in their scope all the time just scoping out the freaking area.
Yeah, but still, they might have been told, like, don't shoot.
It doesn't matter. If there's a guy that you don't know over there and the former president, a candidate's up there, it doesn't matter. If there's somebody over there that's not supposed to be over there with a gun, take him out.
Didn't they say something about the Secret Service, like,
they're just
their training or something? Like, they... The group of people that were with them that day, like, weren't properly trained.
Yeah,
or
they just said
like
nobody's properly trained, apparently.
Okay.
But,
well, then that's an issue. Like,
well, the issue is that somebody, I don't care if there's if there's a woman in the Secret Service, I don't care one way or the other. If they're qualified for it, cool. But they passed the law, I think. I don't remember who was saying this, there's like 30% of. The Secret Service people have to be women.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that. It should be whoever's the most qualified.
I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. That is so fucked up. Like, the fact that there has to be a certain percentage of women, like, no, it should always be who is the most qualified. You're on the team.
You're protecting the most important person in the world.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter what your gender is. I don't care. But you better be the most qualified person to be on that squad.
Yeah. So, but, and it's the same way with Biden, right?
Like, yes.
He's clearly not capable of being the president, in my opinion, but like, he doesn't deserve to be shot for that.
No,
right?
No one deserves to be shot. Like, that's just all messed up, like, everything.
Yeah.
But what was wild is the pictures that came from it. Like the photographers who got those crazy images of Trump, like with blood on his face, fist in the air, American flag in the back, like iconic.
Yeah, like freaking fight, fight, fight. Yeah, dude. Trump, I think, got a lot of, even people from the left side are probably like, let's try to kill him, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And when he came back, what was it? He did some convention this week.
Yeah.
And it was like his first time back or whatever. When he walked out to, what song is that?
Proud to be American.
And I'm proud to be an American. I literally started tearing up. Like, what a powerful moment. I don't care who you are. Like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, so sad world we live in. To say the least, right?
Yeah, do better, people.
Yeah. But. So I saw somebody said, like, they interviewed, like, one of this guy's former classmates.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a bunch, obviously, shit that, you know, he was a Republican, whatever. But the classmate was like, oh, yeah, he didn't like Trump at all. No shit.
Oh, really? Didn't get that.
Yeah, I could have never guessed.
That's really funny.
But, like, yeah, they're saying, like, he was... registered Republican, which I guess doesn't mean nothing. But he has never voted. He's only 20 years old, which
is
sad.
Right, he's really young. That's crazy.
And then, what was he saying? So BlackRock is a big company.
Okay.
So it's called BlackRock. I think it's a big investment company, I think. But he was in a BlackRock commercial. And usually those big corporations are left wing for some reason, because I think all their... policies are like opposite of that, I think. Maybe not.
What does that company do?
They like are investment. They own a lot of, like, I think real estate and other companies. So they're like
he was in
holding,
a commercial.
They're a big holding company for that company. Yeah. And so I heard that on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan was like, yeah, that's a little odd.
Yeah, it's all really weird. Whatever. I don't understand why that happened, and it was really tragic. But speaking of America and God bless America. We have to talk about the national anthem that was absolutely fucked up by Ingrid Andress.
Yeah. Oh, did you see what Parker McCollum came out and said?
No, what'd he say?
He said, or let's talk about that first. I'll get to it.
Okay, so it was the Home Run Derby, right?
Yeah.
And she came out. If you don't know who Ingrid Andress is, she's a country singer. And she has one of the greatest, all-time greatest country songs, in my opinion.
What is it? Which one?
More Hearts Than Mine.
Oh,
You'll
yeah.
Be Breaking. I mean, everyone needs to go and listen to that song right now. Maybe listen to that song like after you listen to the national anthem, because it's one of, like, lyrically, the song is incredible. She sings it amazing. I am obsessed with that song. So I liked Ingrid Andress going into this national anthem.
You can't say you don't like her after that, though.
Well, no, I'm not. I haven't said anything.
I know. Yeah. But
this national anthem, holy moly.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, it started off like, okay, like she sounds really bad. Like, what's going on? But then it just got so bad to the point where it was like, holy fuck, what's going on? Like, are we for real right now?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Like,
she could not hit one freaking note.
It took me like 2 days to watch it, because I typically don't like to watch cringy stuff like that.
Yeah,
like I'm like I don't want, I believe you that it's bad. Why do I want to listen to that?
I forced him to listen to it because I was like, no, you have, like, it is so bad to the point where, like, it's like she should never be able to sing the national anthem again.
Not.
And
she's
I hope she doesn't.
She won't. Well, but she won't accept it.
Some people are like, oh, she should have, like, redemption, and, like, once she comes back from rehab, like, she should do this song again. I'm like, no. Mm-mm.
She blew it.
She should never, ever, ever set foot anywhere where she can sing the national anthem. Not happening.
Put her on the Canadian border.
Like, first of all, so disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, if you are singing the national anthem, you better be damn good, first of all. And you better do that song justice. That song is a really hard song to sing.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. It's like
a weird,
like a bunch of hard key stuff.
It's a very hard song to sing, especially when you're in a stadium that big. It can be very hard to hear yourself. I mean, a lot of artists have like the in-ear monitors and stuff that help, but like still it's really hard to sing that song. And there's a lot of pressure associated with that song.
Yeah.
But you better be prepared for that. And you better practice your ass off beforehand. And you better sing that song like a true American. If you try to fuck with it too much, I'm mad at you. If you try to change it too much, I'm mad at you. If you forget the words, I'm mad.
Yeah, you shouldn't forget the words.
This song is, you got to belt it. You've got to do it like it's written. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And this was... this was none of that.
It was none of that at all. She was horrible. But, like, you know, so comes out, she's drunk. Hopefully that's not a cop-out, right? But...
I mean, it was so obvious. Like, so I watched it, and at first, obviously, we didn't know she was drunk. And so everyone was like, what happened? And we were waiting for her to come out with a statement.
Yeah.
She comes out with a statement saying that she was, like, blackout drunk. Yeah. She said that she's going to go to rehab. She has a problem. Whatever. She's going to get help. And now, looking back, like, it makes sense that she was drunk because she looked like... bad.
Yeah, she looked drunk.
And like the way she was singing it, like her facial expressions and just the way it was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Like she definitely was fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. You, my mom, my sister, anyone who can't sing, if you're drunk, you probably could have sang that better than her.
Oh, yeah. That means she was just obliterated, right?
It was that bad. Like, I don't understand how in a singer... like, she's a famous singer, artist, songwriter, and you're that drunk, and you still can't hit a note?
Well, if she's blackout, she can't talk, basically. So,
well, she was able to, like, form words, obviously. Like, she sang the words. Blah, 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 blah. So how can you not hit a note? Like, it blows my mind, because I truly, truly think that if my sister, who can't really sing, she can hold a note, but she can't really sing. If she was drunk... and she sang the national anthem, she would 100% sound better than that girl.
Yeah.
And that's what I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah.
How well, was that bad?
But hopefully she gets the help that she
definitely
needs.
Like, she needs to go to rehab. She needs to do all those things. I hope the best for her. I hope she comes out stronger. But, like, never sing the national anthem again. Like, please never sing it again.
But then the next night, Cody Johnson murdered.
See, yes, and Cody Johnson...
he's got the voice for it, though.
I don't love him as a country artist. I just don't love his sound, and I don't love his music. But he did it justice.
Yeah,
like, he sang it like you're supposed to sing it, and it sounded great, and it was patriotic. He had a cowboy hat. He looked the part.
No, he took
it
his
was
cowboy
fantastic.
Hat off.
So, yes,
he was holding
exactly.
It.
He
respect,
was holding
respect.
Respect. Like, that's what we want to see.
Yeah. So
we want to see Whitney Houston. We want to see...
Chris
Lady Gaga, Chris Stapleton, Cody Johnson did it good. Like, we want to see those.
Ingrid Andrews. Just kidding.
wrong.
Well, so Parker McCollum came out with a statement, like a tweet or whatever it was, and said that, like, it was kind of like defending her a little bit, but he was just saying, like, it's hard to be a singer. And I'm gonna botch this a little bit, but he was saying that, you know, he's turned down the national anthem a lot because it either, like, elevates
so
your
scary.
Career or ends your career.
Yes.
That's basically what it does. And her career is probably done because, like...
it's definitely not. I don't think her career's done. I think she can easily come back from this with her own music, whatever. Like, I think she's going to be fine. But he is 100% correct where it is so hard. It, like I said, like, it's a hard song to sing. It's in these, like, really... big situations. Whenever you're singing the national anthem, something big is happening. Wherever you are. And so it's a big stage to be on. Mm-hmm. And you can so easily fuck it up. So it's like, he's right. But, I mean, she should have known.
You know what you're signing up for, right?
Exactly. She should have known. Like, that's the thing. That's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Sucks.
So wild. But it makes me want to watch the Whitney Houston National Anthem again.
It doesn't make me want to do that.
Iconic. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that, like,
I'm
will
married
go down
to
in
you.
History.
Yes,
as,
I've watched many YouTube
the
videos.
Number one greatest of all time. you can't touch that shit.
No, you can't. But Chris Stapleton was. Somebody was saying that, like, they just need to play a video of Whitney Houston at everything. Yeah. And then they were like, yeah, she came out there on a freaking wind suit and murdered.
I mean, she, oh my God. Like, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get into shows really quick that we've been watching?
Yeah, really quickly.
Okay.
So we finished The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did. Love Island. Really quickly.
Okay.
All I have to say, Love Island USA, if you're not watching it, you definitely should. Like,
if you're into that stuff, or if you're not, or if your wife can talk you into it,
yeah,
it's entertainment.
It's one of the greatest like reality TV show seasons of all time, okay? What's so funny is that Trent, like I started it without Trent, and I could only watch it when he was gone. And it got to the point where I was really frustrated by that because I would want to watch it every night. And so I kept begging him to watch the show with me. And I'm like trying to tell him like, it's really good. It's really good. And he's like, no, I don't want to watch it. No, no, no. He said no for like a week. And then finally I was like, fuck you. Fuck this. I'm putting it on. So I started it and this man is now hooked. And I just want everyone to remember this because he always does this and somehow he always comes around and we always end up loving it and we watch it together and it's the greatest thing ever.
All right, let me defend myself. so one, I always say that I don't want to watch it. I never say that I don't like it. I never said that. I say that I don't want to watch it because I don't want to get hooked on it. I don't want to watch it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to watch that kind of stuff. I'd rather watch something else.
Lame.
So, and I do like it. I'll admit that I like it. But I don't want to like it or watch it.
Yeah.
So, it's good. It's good. It's entertainment.
It's so good. The cast is great. I'm not going to get too detailed with it.
Yeah.
Just because there's like so much I could say. And I don't want to bore everyone who doesn't listen, watch it. But
who's your favorite? Go.
I don't have a favorite. I can't even say.
Kendall's my favorite.
If we know that. Duh. Kendall's like literally what you would be in the like on Love Island. But anyway, fantastic show. We also watched yesterday Simone Biles' documentary. Was
2 days
yesterday?
Ago.
Yeah, whatever. 2 days ago. On Netflix, Simone Biles Rising. It's about her like career up until this point. She's going to the Olympics this year, which is very exciting. She had the twisties in Tokyo. She's back and she's ready for revenge. And it was really good. I enjoyed watching it.
I'll bring up Joe Rogan because he was on that thing.
Yeah.
But he's so right when he said that. It's like everybody's talking about this girl that like calling her a quitter. And like she's got all these moves
that
named,
no one can
named
do.
After her. Like nobody else can do. So. Yeah.
Why are we
shitting
on her?
What's the big deal? Why are we shitting on her? Like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's awesome. So.
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's wild what she had to go through. Like, I can only imagine flipping, doing what they do, and like not being able to control what your body and your mind are doing at the same, like, it's got to be so scary. And they can literally die from it. So, like, the fact that everyone was like shitting on her, I get it because at first we didn't know what the issue was.
And it didn't, like, she wasn't hurt, right?
So, right.
Like, everybody's like,
no one understood. But now that we understand, like, there's no reason that...
They did a good job of kind of explaining that. So, I hope everybody that, like, put
watches
her down,
this.
Which I probably did, I don't know. But, like...
Yeah, I can remember...
Everybody should feel like shit.
I can remember kind of talking about it and being like, what the fuck, Simone? Like, come on. Like, why are you not finishing this out? Whatever. But when they talk about it, like, it was so dangerous for her because one little wrong thing and she could have landed on her head and died.
There goes your neck.
Yeah. So, and it's just wild to me that now she's like able to do those things again.
It's just a mental
block. It's just crazy.
Kinda.
Yeah. It's crazy how powerful your mind is.
It's the same thing like in baseball terms when you get the yips.
Yeah.
So like, there's a famous person that's actually from Houston. His name's Chuck Knobloch, and he was with the Yankees, and he could not throw the ball from second base
to first base. Yeah, crazy.
Like, he just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, but he was a good player, and he just, like, got the yips, and like, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. it's crazy the impact that your mind has on your body and everything. Like literally all she's doing differently is going to therapy and talking about everything with a therapist. And like that can change everything.
Right.
Learning how to control your thoughts and your emotions. Like it's crazy.
It's wild.
So that was a really good show. They only came out with two episodes and the rest of it's coming out in the fall, which I don't even know when that is.
After the Olympics, probably.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
But yeah.
I'm super excited for the Olympics.
That'll be the, Olympic trials probably. And then the Olympics.
Yeah. The Olympic trials were like beginning of this month.
And they weren't in that one. Those episodes.
Yeah. So they'll probably show that.
Yeah.
But yeah, really good. Do you want to talk about Harry Potter?
I'll just say that I'm rewatching it.
Lame.
I'm like, well, I've never watched them all, like where I like pay attention to them.
Yeah.
So now I'm like watching them. It usually takes me like 2 nights to finish them because they're like 3 hours long. Uh-huh. But like, I don't know. I just want to watch them. I'm into that kind of stuff kind of, so.
Yeah, you're into weird shit. Freaky shit. Just kidding. He's not. He's very vanilla. I'm kidding.
I'm vanilla. I'm vanilla, baby.
That's funny. So anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it. We're getting closer and closer. But every day we get closer is one step closer to having changed lives, I guess. So it's pretty exciting.
Wait, having changed lives?
Yeah.
Are we changing people's lives?
No, like our lives are going to change because we have a baby.
Facts.
Yeah. So every day we get one day closer and it's exciting.
And also terrifying.
So.
All right. We love you guys and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. Keep you on your toes.
We'll see.
Okay. Bye.
Mark your calendar.
Bye.